Senator Simon Stefanik's Fuel Act would suspend the state fuel tax through the end of the year.
It's something that affects all of us, but it's something that especially affects those that maybe can't afford it as much, those in a lower income bracket. And so this is a way to directly help those people.
The Ferndale Republican says residents of our state are paying the third highest gas prices in the nation.
They're already having to deal with not enough items in the grocery store. They're already having to deal with inflation. They can't buy a house here in Washington. The last thing they need is to also have to pay these insane gas prices.
Sefcik says the average driver would save about $221 under his measure. The legislation also calls for using part of the state's $8 billion surplus to pay for transportation.
One of the best ways we can use that surplus is to put money back in the hands of the taxpayers. All of our transportation priorities right now will still be funded under the bill.
I'm Tracy Ellis.